Overhead Door Company, the original garage door company, serving you for over 90 years. Call 767-0028 or overheaddoorco.charleston.com. Overhead Door Company of Charleston, proud to open today's Fan Talk with Bobby Harton.
Welcome to ESPN Fan Talk with your host, the king of sports himself, the only king who drinks his crown rather than wears it, the Betty White of sports radio, the myth, the legend himself, Mr. Bobby Harton. Let's start the show.
I miss their culture at home, and this is why I feel like they're going to win.
Oh, well. Can I have the day off and you just play those guys? Anyway, welcome to Fan Talk here on this Thursday afternoon. It is Thursday, July the 15th. Fan Talk, built by Baker Roofing, been in business over 100 years. One of the largest, most recognized roofing contractors in the United States. And whether you need residential or commercial roofing, give our friend Matt Johnson a call. He is the general manager of Baker Roofing, or you can check him out at bakerroofing.com. I need a body flipper.
What?
I think my body has been flipped.
Tuesday night,
I stayed up till midnight.
Yeah.
Watched the All-Star game, watched the end of that Carolina-Auburn game. Felt great yesterday. Huh? Get off here last night, go home. I was asleep by 8:30, and I'm just tired today.
Too much sleep. Too much sleep is just about as bad as not getting any sleep.
I kind of need my body flipped.
Wow.
I don't understand it.
We have a lot of business
connections. And it's going to be hard to convince my wife that I have to sit out on the porch and drink till midnight every night just so I can get through the day feeling good. It's going to be almost impossible for me to convince anybody that's a good idea. But anyway, I feel okay. I'm just a little tired.
A little tired.
But luckily, this is a slow time of the year, and it's so slow, David Kleiner says he couldn't be with us today.
Well, who does he think he is?
Well, he had a meeting at the newspaper. We do have our world award-winning fishing report with Mike Abel. That'll be coming up at 4:45, and of course, we'll talk golf with the head professional at Stono Ferry, Mr. Scott Glaze, at 5:25. So that gives us plenty of time. Anything on your mind in the world of sports, 843-721-9500. You can follow us on Facebook. We're on Twitter at FanTalk98.9. A number of ways you can get us. If you aren't in your car around your radio, you can listen to us online. Just go to charlestonsportsradio.com. If you have an Alexa device, Google device, you can get us there. And also you can download the app on your phones. Either go to the App Store or Google Play and download ESPN Charleston, and you can take us anywhere you want to go.
That's right.
Like Richard Sherman is listening to us in jail right now.
Oh, poor Richard.
Dwayne Haskins' wife is listening to us in jail right now. They are listening to us over at the British Open.
Oh, are they?
Yes. That's how easy we've made it for you to get the programming on ESPN Radio. So, we've got an app for every one of our stations.
Yes, sir.
I've got to say this, and I am picking at you, but, I can't resist that. Mm-hmm. One of your clients brought you a bunch of cookies, right?
Sure did.
And you're like carrying them around like they're a baby.
Yeah.
Well, if you set them down, they're gone.
Exactly. I ain't taking my eyes off these things. I have I already have a detourment bag that have some stuff in them back there. So people aren't paying much attention to what's in my hand. So I have to get these out the door before that bag gets empty.
You had to put out a decoy?
Yeah. Yeah, because she brought a bunch of stuff. I just took the tin. I didn't, I just took the tin with me.
He's walking around with it like it's a small child.
But I mean,
well, go ahead and give her a shout out. She's a new customer.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah, she's a new client. She does, you know, because I do the Motown show.
Right. Yes.
On the weekday.
We're all aware of that.
12 to 1, you know, and her name of her company is called Old Soul Sweet. She's 29 years old. She's been cooking cakes since she was like baking cakes since she was like 13, and she started by making like these Motown themed cakes.
Right.
Diana Ross cakes. Like all of them have pictures of, I mean, album covers and stuff on them. And all of it's made with like real ingredients, not that fondant stuff that you can like design stuff with. She makes all of like her designs out of buttercream. And I hate buttercream icing. Let's talk about it. That's some real stuff. Well, now she also makes chewies and cookies.
Right. But you have a big tin of that,
and that's what
you're
say.
Not letting anybody get near.
Well, that's what they say, is that she has the best Chewies in Charleston. Now, I've never had one.
Okay. I don't even know what a Chewy is.
I don't know, but it's in this little package right here. And we're getting ready to try it. My damn. All right, now,
yeah, we're on the radio.
Woo! Wow. All
right, we'll continue.
I'm not doing this just because she pays for advertising. These things are, wow. Mmm. Ooh, I'm glad I took those. I got to get these out of the building. I'm leaving.
Oh, gosh. 843-721-9500. We're 8 days away from the Tokyo Olympics. I'm still not sure this thing's going to come and go. They're going to pull this off. But we'll see.
Aren't we like seven? Isn't it like 17 days away? Because Tokyo's a day ahead, right?
Well, it's 8 days.
8 days. 7 days. In Tokyo.
Yeah, okay. Well, I don't know what time. I have no idea what time the Olympics.
You didn't ask the boss if you can go broadcast live from Tokyo?
No, I didn't.
They pooped that one.
51 days until the start of the college football season. If you want to be technical about it, it would be actually 44 days because we have some games the week before. Mm-hmm. Not a great selection. But we have Dave's Hawaii UCLA game.
Ooh.
You know, coming up on that Saturday before, though. 56 days until the NFL season opener. Listen up today because we've got four tickets to Friday's River Dogs game. The Red Hot River Dogs, the best team in the low A, best team in the minor leagues right now. The Charleston River Dogs are. So we'll have four tickets to give away at some point during today's show. So listen up for that, and you could be the winner. River Dogs, as we said, they won again last night 10-8. They're now 42-18. And again, they will be in town all weekend long as they take on Augusta. NBA Finals last night, Bucks beat the Suns 109-103. That series now tied up at 2 apiece. Chris Middleton, 40 points last night for the Bucks. Game 5, 9 o'clock Saturday in Phoenix. But the good news is there's only a maximum number. Well, we know there's going to be 6.
Yeah.
So we either have two or three more games left. It's basically now a best-of-3 series. So 3 is the max of NBA games we can have. Last night in the WNBA All-Star game, not to be outdone by the men, but the Olympic women's team lost to Team WNBA 93-85. But you could look at the minutes played. I checked the box score. Asia Wilson, she only played 17 minutes, scored 8 points. So they were just experimenting.
Experimenting.
That's what they were doing. That was experimenting.
Yeah.
I wouldn't be worried about either basketball team, especially this women's team. So we'll keep you up to date with the Open Championship. All that there. Well, actually, before we get off the air, it'll be done for the day. But I can tell you, Louis the Toaster is your leader.
Are you ever going to attempt to say his name right?
Oosthuizen.
I see why you call him Toaster.
Oosthuizen. It sounds like, isn't there a brand of toasters similar to that?
No, I think that's the way you say bless you in German.
But anyway, Louis the Toaster, 6 under par, finished for the day. Jordan Spieth, 5 under. Brian Harman, 5 under. So are you buying Jordan Spieth or Louis the Toaster, especially Louis the Toaster, who's been known to finish second in a major or two. Are you buying these guys after round one? We'll talk to Scott Glaze about that coming up at 5:25. So, schedule for today, Augusta to River Dogs tonight at 7 o'clock. We do have one Major League Baseball game tonight, best rivalry in baseball. Red Sox are at the Yankees. That game at 7 o'clock on ESPN. Correct me if I'm wrong, I don't think the Yankees have beaten the Red Sox this year. I think they met six times, and I think the Red Sox have won all six. Lots of golf today. The Open Championship over in Sandwich, England. Sandwich, England. And we've got the also got the Barbasol Championship, which I'm guessing nobody watches because it's going up against a major. But anyway, we've got on the LPGA, the Dow Great Lake Bay Invitational, and we've got the Memorial Health Championship on the Corn Ferry Tour. And if you're a U.S. soccer fan, the United States takes on Martinique tonight at 10 o'clock in the Gold Cup place. So that is what your Thursday, and it's a whopper. It's a big one. So we have NBA Saturday and Tuesday, and maybe next Thursday, and we'll be done.
Adios, muchachos.
So, the most drawn-out NBA Finals in recorded history. 16 days to play 7 games. Crazy. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Traffic brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
A lot of our earlier problems have been cleared up, but there still are some issues. A brand new problem right now, Dorchester at Ashley Phosphate. Definitely be careful there, not seeing a ton of heavy traffic, but keep your eyes peeled. Mark R. Eastbound on the interstate overpass. That is still off to the far right side of the road. Traffic is very heavy on the Mark Park eastbound from the interstate to Clements Ferry. The interstate eastbound still slow and go from Ashley Phosphate to 526. A wreck still clearing Savannah Highway at Old Charleston Road and Rutledge at Radcliffe. Be careful as you travel. All Seasons True Value Hardware, 866 Folly Road and 2876 Maybank Highway, open Monday through Saturday at 8 a.m. All Seasons True Value Hardware. That's the latest Tri-County Traffic Update. I'm Heather Daniels.
This traffic report brought to you by the Concrete Rose Foundation, uplifting the youth of the community through sports and mentoring. Visit ConcreteRoseFoundation.com to sign up for the West Ashley Junior Wildcats football team, ages 5 through 12.
Weather. Brought to you by Joy Law Firm. Insurance company not playing fair? Let Joy Law Firm level the playing field. Just call Joy, 888-8888.
Here's your afternoon forecast. Partly cloudy with a p.m. thunderstorm in the area, a high around 87. Mainly clear tonight with a low around 75. Partly sunny Friday as we launch another Low Country weekend, a high around 87. Looking ahead, partly sunny through the weekend with scattered thunderstorms returning next week. With your Low Country forecast, I'm John Dixon.
If you've been hurt on the job, don't count on your employer's insurance company to do what's right. They may deny some of your benefits, leaving you stuck with the bills, or force you to choose between working hurt and getting fired. Call the Joy Law Firm. We're one of South Carolina's most experienced workers' comp law firms. Let us fight for the workers' compensation benefits you deserve. Because your claim matters, just call Joy. 843-888-8888. Attorney Ken Harrell, 5861 Rivers Avenue, North Charleston.
WWE is back on the road and coming home to North Charleston Coliseum. Get ready for WWE Live. Saturday night, September 18th, you'll see WWE Champion Bobby Lashley, Raw Women's Champion Rhea Ripley, AJ Styles, Alexa Bliss,
The New Day,
Charlotte Flair, and many more superstars in action. Tickets start at just $20. Available 10 a.m. this Friday at Ticketmaster.com.
Listen, as a hiring manager, I've got to tell you, the best job candidate isn't always the typical candidate. Sometimes they're a grad of life.
Meet the grads of life. Young adults of unique determination and experience. An ideal fit for your company in an entry-level position, internship, or mentorship. They might not have every qualification you typically look for, but they're exactly who your company needs.
Sometimes the best candidates aren't the ones you're used to.
Go to gradsoflife.org to learn how to find, cultivate, and train this great pool of untapped talent. Brought to you by the Ad Council and gradsoflife.org.
Millions estimate their benefits online, so they can do what they want offline. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow. See what you can do online at socialsecurity.gov.
I'm Tino from 12220, and my community, a lot of families don't encourage higher education.
I'm Guy in zip code 40220. I like my neighborhood okay, but sometimes it's hard to make friends here.
The Y Achievers program opened my eyes to future possibilities and helped me prep for college.
At the Y camp, it's really a safe place. All of the people there are really accepting and nice.
At the Y, my zip code doesn't define my future.
I do.
Support your local Y at ymca.net/foreabetterus.
Now, back to Bobby Harden.
It's the Drinking Bones connected to the Party Bone. The Party Bone's connected to the staying out all night long. And she won't think it's funny and I'll wind up all alone. And the Lonely Bone's connected to the Drinking Bone.
I wonder what the thought process was behind that song.
I'm pretty sure he was probably under the influence when he wrote it. He said, you know what sounds good? The truth.
Oh, welcome back to Fan Talk here on this Thursday afternoon, my favorite day music-wise. Trent is honored us with his presence.
With the fresh haircut.
Got a haircut and everything.
How's everybody doing? Good to see everybody.
What is there a style? What are we calling this haircut here?
Well, I don't. Obviously, I kind of like to call it the Euro soccer player look. You know,
yeah,
the fades
absolutely.
On the sides, a little bit high on the top.
Got a little Ronaldo look going on.
Absolutely, it's a great comparison. Thank you for that,
Ronaldo.
Oh man, 843-721-9500 is the number to call. And yesterday was National Mac and Cheese Day.
Yeah.
I had mac and cheese for supper last night.
From where?
I didn't go to home team, though. I had to stop by the store on the way home, and I got a thing of the Stouffer's mac and cheese, which is good. It wasn't home team barbecue mac and cheese, but it was a good frozen substitute.
Yeah. Stouffer's they make some pretty good. Their meat lasagna's legit.
Right. Well, this was good. It had, like, breadcrumbs on top of it, and so it was better than not having macaroni and cheese on National Mac and Cheese Day.
Oh, I didn't have mac and cheese.
Now, granted, it wasn't home team barbecue mac and cheese.
Chicken salad.
It wasn't the Pickwick Deli mac and cheese by any stretch of the imagination, but it wasn't a bad.
You didn't go home
frozen mac and cheese
and tell the missus, hey babe, why don't you get in there and bang some
bucks? She wasn't even home. She was at dinner.
Oh. Where'd she go?
She went inside, someplace in the old cigar factory. I don't know where she went. Her and a bunch of her friends were out there, so.
Oh, cutting loose.
I call them the Yaya Sisterhood.
Oh, the traveling britches?
Yeah. So, and they went to someplace some new place. I don't know.
Well. I don't know what to tell you about. Nothing.
I was just passing on that. I felt good because, man, I really was craving some mac and cheese.
I know. I mean, it was.
I really was after talking about it yesterday. So, if you ever get a craving for mac and cheese and you're in a pinch or in a grocery store.
And the wife should have left you for the night.
And the grocery store is not a Piggly Wiggly with a deli where they have real mac and cheese. The Stouffer's brand is not that bad. Just a
take heed, listeners.
Keeping the peeps informed.
P peeps.
I don't think there's anything worthwhile talking to today.
What you mean?
We don't. I mean, there's always something. Today is something. I don't know, but it's
National.
I get an email every day.
It's National Gummy Worm Day.
Well, that's not even worth talking about.
Or National. I don't told you.
I don't understand gummy anything.
Why?
Gummy bears, gummy worms, gummy vitamins. I don't understand it. They're nasty.
You ever had the one with weed in them?
No, I haven't had the one with gummy weed. No.
I haven't either, listeners.
No, you just know somebody did, right? You read about it.
I was
in a medical journal.
I may have accidentally ingested one. What?
No, well, no.
Boy!
No, I just don't understand. You know, you go into a store, and you got like an entire aisle of candy.
Yeah.
Why you would pick gummy bears?
Well, there's people that
or something like that out of that very large sampling, you would pick gummy anything.
Well, there's people that crave sweets, but the sweets that they crave aren't. You know, I have to come. I have to really crave like chocolate. I don't crave chocolate all the time. If I want something sweet, I'd like a sweet and sour, like a sweet tart,
right?
Or like a Sour Patch Kid, which is a gummy. But then because if I eat chocolate, I'm like, okay, now I need some potato chips.
That makes no sense.
Salty and sweet, they go together.
You're into this salty and sweet stuff, aren't you?
It's not just me. They brand it with damn trail mix that says salty and sweet.
What would I be salt? This is a stupid question. What would I be, salty or
mean
sweet?
Mean and surly. Those are your two descriptions.
Thanks a lot. Thanks a lot, Mr. Cookie Hoarder.
I offered you one.
No, you did not.
I said you want a cookie.
No, you did not.
Yes, you did.
You were holding on that thing like you were holding on to a baby.
You see, I had it sitting over here, and when Trent got here, I moved it.
You moved it.
After briefly opening it and showing him what was in the contents.
Yeah, you showed me what was in there.
That was me offering.
And you didn't even know. You just said, look what I got, pretty much.
Bobby, I think.
And you can't have any.
Bobby, I think you might need to go to Carolina Connect, because I asked you in front of her before I divvied up what I wanted based on what I left in the decoy bag if you wanted one.
No, I'll settle for the decoy bag. Where is that?
Hard to say.
Oh, man. All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. Well, I'm glad everybody was happy that I actually had macaroni and cheese on Mac and Cheese Day.
I'm very happy. I had chicken salad.
Well, there you go. So you're good to go whenever National Chicken Salad Day.
Yeah, already got one. Already done. On to the next one. Then you get some gummy worms today. It's also National Give Something Away Day. Remember?
Yeah. You didn't. Never mind. You're not participating the way you're guarding them damn cookies.
Y'all ain't getting them.
All right, we got to take a break. We'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
You've got a friend in the used car business. Not what you were expecting, huh?
Matching down payments up to $1,000 on certified pre-owned and finance with GM Financial, 6-year warranty, 24/7 roadside and more. Find new roads, cruisechevrolet.com and Cruise Chevy on Rivers.
Kitchen cabinets are here at Carolina Building Materials. The new line of Jarlin cabinetry just arrived, and Carolina Building Materials has you covered. Beautiful, high-quality cabinets that fit every lifestyle and budget. Locally owned and operated, Carolina Building Materials is fully stocked with all of your replacement windows, cabinets, and doors. Visit CarolinaBuildingMaterials.com or stop by the showroom at 2440 Meeting Street. Call 843-744-2575. Carolina Building Materials.
Buying an engagement ring is more than just saying you love someone. It's saying you don't want to live life without them, and you want to spend the rest of your life with them. And that's why it's Cattell's Manufacturing Jewelers. We so want to help when two lives come together. And why, just like you have your family doctor or dentist, we want to be your family jeweler, your full-service family jeweler. full service because we work the metals and set the stones all in-house to create some of the most unique pieces, all for exceptional value. We also carry some of the hottest designer brands like Coast Diamond, Romance Bridal, and Viraggio. But it's our unique ability to custom create unique specialty pieces in our workshops just for the two of you that make us your family jeweler. For your engagement ring, come let us show you everything that that can mean. Skattels Manufacturing Jewelers, Mount Pleasant, Charleston, and Skattels.com.
ESPN 98.9 has made it easier than ever to listen to your favorite sports. Head to the Apple or Google Play Store and download the free listening app right now for access to all your favorite shows and Gamecock sports. Download the app, listen, and enjoy. This free app is just another way to stay connected to Charleston Sports Station. ESPN 98.9.
Powered by the Curry Law Firm. Real lawyers, real results. 843-767-5284. 843-767-5284.
Hi, this is Bobby Harden. For 28 years, we've been talking sports with you every afternoon on Fan Talk. And at 3 o'clock today, we'll do it again right here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Let's go, Rays! You've got a friend in the car business.
At Cruise Chevrolet, cruise forever. Used car engines, drivetrain, and transmissions covered forever. Find new roads at cruisechevrolet.com or at Cruise Chevrolet on Rivers.
Great values are happening now during Lowe's Summer Savings. Save on select appliance special values. Plus, save an additional $50 when you buy two or more appliances, $396 or more. You'll also find new lower prices on ceiling fans, landscape lighting, and more. So shop Lowe's today. In-store must ask cashier to apply discount. Must purchase two or more appliances, each totaling $396 or more. Can't be combined with more discounts. Savings varies based on eligible total purchase. See Lowe's.com for restrictions. Valid 7/15 through 8/4. U.S. only.
What makes the perfect workout? Being able to ride, lift, and stretch in one place with motivating instructors.
Y'all look so good out there, Peloton.
Classes that always work around your busy summer schedule.
Push, Peloton. You've got 20 minutes of opportunity on this ride.
Instructor-curated playlists for every mood.
Let's turn it up. Come on.
Now, what if you had it all? Right at home. The Peloton Bike. Nothing like working out from home. Visit onepeloton.com to learn more.
Major key alert. Don't ever play yourself. Life is like school. You will be tested. So pass it.
Learn the real major keys to getting to college at GetSchooled.com.
Stay focused. Now that's a major key alert.
Brought to you by Get Schooled and the Ad Council.
You're listening to ESPN Fan Talk with host Bobby Harden.
Looks half empty. I fill it up, don't let it get me down. If I know one thing, you gotta take it all with a grain of salt, lime, and tequila. It all gets to fading with one, two, maybe three margaritas. Throw them back and watch them wash all your worries away.
Hi everyone, welcome back to you. Fan Talk here on this Thursday afternoon. I just wonder where they come up with these songs.
This is a newer one.
Take it with a grain of salt.
This guy is actually...
Lime and tequila.
Yeah. Because saying screw it is not too much of a country song.
843-721-9500. Now I'm being beat up on the gummy comment.
Mm-hmm.
What does Thomas that? Wants to know if I was beaten... with a bag of the best candies as a kid. No, I'm just saying that gummies way down the list of like if I walked in the store craving candy and gummies was the only thing on the aisle.
Yeah, I'm not. Like,
I guess I would have to get that.
I don't like gummy bear. I don't like the gummy bears like regular old gummy bears that are I like the sour. Like, you got to have, like, sour stuff on it. I think that's the only gummies I like. I don't like any other, like, chewies. I do have these.
How did we get on this? Oh, it's National Gummy Something Day.
These are called cherry sours, and they're from the gummy family, but they're not gummy worms. You want one?
No.
You can have one of these.
Are they soft and chewy? Yep. If they aren't, they're not gummy anything.
They're soft and chewy.
I mean, like vitamins now.
Oh, yeah. Flintstone?
No, gummy vitamins.
I know. Flintstone has gummy
vitamins. They have adult gummy vitamins now.
I still take my Dino and my Fred every morning. I only take a...
Yeah. Oh, shit. But Dino and Fred makes you act like Wilma every day.
No, I take my Wilma when I want to get frisky.
All right, a couple of local notes. Defensive coordinator Brent Venables, now the highest paid assistant football coach in the country. I think he was. And then Steve Sarkisian took it over. But the Board of Trustees up at Clemson approved a contract extension. And he's going to make now $2.5 million a year through the year 2026. So Clemson just continues to pay their assistants, and that's why very rarely any of them leave. You know, Brent Venables had many opportunities probably to leave. But when you're making $2.5 million, it makes the decision to stay a little easier, I guarantee you. So I think Clemson's being very smart by paying Brent Venables. And anyway, matchups for the 2021 Charleston Classic have been set. That'll be coming up November 18th through the 21st. West Virginia will take on Elon. Marquette will play Ole Miss. Clemson will play Temple. And St. Bonaventure will play Boise State. So that'll be the first night, the 18th of the Charleston Classic. That is a Thursday night. They'll play Thursday, Friday, and take Saturday off, and then they'll wrap it up on Sunday. By the way, that November 18th, that is also today of our Radiothon. We decided that today. So November 18th will be the Fan Talk Family's Radiothon. That'll be the Thursday before Thanksgiving, and that is the day we usually have it. So got that approved today. So the Radiothon, November 18th. Mark it on your calendar. Start saving your money.
You know what day that is?
What? No, Thursday.
Doesn't
matter. Charleston Classic starts.
Doesn't matter. That's been my one-year anniversary.
Your one-year anniversary?
Yeah, of dealing with you.
You brought me, like, stuff in my throat when I was...
You didn't know who I was.
Oh, I went down to the Ramadan House this morning and verified. Now, I'm going to be able to do the Radiothon inside this year. Okay, it was a little nippy last year having to do it outside.
You say nippy. I remember it being...
It was cold.
For some reason, when I went down there to take you to
stuff... It was 30-something degrees when I got there at 5 o'clock in the morning.
Well, yeah, at 5 o'clock in the morning, but that afternoon when I got there and I drove to take you that stuff and where I parked and walked to you, and call me fat if you want to, I was sweating when I got back to the car.
All right, let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk. Hello?
Can you hear me?
Yeah,
Richard.
I got you.
I have a question. I was looking at the box score in the paper today for the All-Star game.
Right.
And how do you pronounce the Japanese pitcher's name?
Ohtani.
Ohtani. He pitched one inning, I think a perfect inning, and the American League scored in the second inning one run, and the third inning one run, and he got the win. How is that possible?
I guess they play by different rules, because in a regular baseball game, you have to pitch a minimum number of innings. But when the American League, I believe the American League batted in the top of the inning, so Ohtani was still the pitcher of record in the top of the second when Guerrero hit the home run.
Right, but the National League came back and scored two runs later, so wouldn't that have taken him?
I think they wanted to give it to Ohtani, him the winning pitcher.
Well, that's why I think.
I think it was. I mean, a regular baseball game, no, he would not have been the winning pitcher. But I don't think the National League ever had the lead in that game.
No, that didn't.
Right.
I think it was, they scored two runs,
right.
a run in the second, a run in the third, and then the National League scored two runs.
I think in the All-Star game, because I think a pitcher has to throw a minimum, is it 4.5 innings, something like that, to get credit for a win. But I think they kind of throw that out for the All-Star game.
Yeah, okay. I think you're right. You hit it on the head. I think they just wanted to give
it. Yeah, they wanted to give it to Ohtani, right?
Right, right. all right. Thanks.
All right. I appreciate it. Back to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Hey, Bobby. How you doing?
Good.
Good. I prefer horseshoes than that other game with the sand hole, whatever, cornhole. I like old school.
Right.
Horseshoes. I tell you what, I don't know if this is being prejudiced or racist, whatever you want to say, but I prefer not to root for a player outside of United States who's a top player in the sport. I want to see some inbred, homegrown athletes from our country, and that's what I kind of root for ours. I'm like more of a homer in that sense. What about you?
Well, no, I don't think it really matters. I mean, Ohtani lives here now. He left everything, his family and everything, to come here and play baseball. I don't have a problem with it.
Well, here we usually go through the college. You follow them all the way up, and they kind of like come, you know, they've already played in their other country, and they come here. I don't know. That's just me. I mean, I'm just going by what my thoughts. But I'm going to lament to something else. It's, you know, there's more disparity in NFL football. Every year you have a different team usually play. Well, Kansas City's been playing the last few years. But finally, the NBA broke free of this LeBron, and now we have the Suns in Milwaukee, which I think is a good look. You know, some different players. But college football, it seems like every year we get some resemblance of Ohio State, Clemson, Oklahoma, or in Alabama with all those exchanging parts. It kind of gets boring. You know, to see the same teams playing on the same, you know, stage.
And I think that's why they are going to a 12-team playoff.
I mean, it's just ridiculous. You keep seeing the same thing. How many times? Remember we've seen Cleveland Cavaliers and Golden State Warriors like 4 or 5 years in a row, and you were like, we saw this movie. We've seen the Rocky 1, 2, and 3, and 4. How many times do we need to see the same one?
Right. I think it's very refreshing that we have, you know, some new faces in the NBA Finals. And it looks like it could very easily go 7 games because the home teams are winning.
Absolutely, yeah. That game last night was absolutely phenomenal. What we were talking about a couple of days ago with everybody on the Bucks needed to play really well, Chris Middleton, Drew Holiday, not just Giannis. They all played really well last night. Holiday didn't shoot well, but Middleton had 40 points. So that's what you need if you're going to beat this
right.
Suns team. Suns looked depleted last night. They looked depleted.
And back to the All-Star game, and you probably would have seen maybe Trevor Bauer, somebody that maybe starting that game instead of Ohtani if he hadn't been suspended.
Right, absolutely. And, like, the whole thing with Ohtani there is, like, he's one of the first players ever to be, you know, leading off and leading off pitching, too. So, yeah, I mean, give the guy the win, you know.
Well, I mean, I think he had to pitch 4.5, 5 innings, something like that. But they know a pitcher's not going to go 7 or 8 innings in an All-Star game.
Yeah, isn't it? He pitched, what, 2-3 innings, and that was it? Or was it just the first inning?
I think he just pitched the first inning.
I didn't know if I was watching it correctly. I was like, did they already pull Ohtani
well,
out
I think that was expected.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because he had just played in the home run derby and stuff like that. So, you know, I don't have a problem with country there. I'm kind of, you know.
No, absolutely not.
I mean, if they're good and Ohtani's just a special player.
Absolutely. And a lot of the MLB guys, you know, come from the Dominican and places like that. So, I mean,
right.
it makes sense that we have, you know, Shohei Ohtani now from a different country. You
well,
know.
I think one thing it might do, and it'll be a while before we see it, it might inspire some pitcher to work on his hitting a little more.
Absolutely, yeah. Two-way players should be a thing, and we're seeing it happen because these guys are incredible athletes, so if they can do both. Obviously, hitting's like one of the hardest things to do in sports, but if you can figure both out, you're going to get paid.
Yeah, you really are. So maybe that will inspire some kids and some pitchers to learn to hit better.
They should. They should. Everybody should take
some
swings.
They're all good athletes.
Yeah, and well, it starts in high school, too. You know, you got a really good pitcher, and the high school coach won't let them swing in BP or do anything because they just want to be the good pitcher. It's like, hey, let them swing a little bit. Let's see what they got.
I remember some of our, going back to the dark ages, the 70s, when I was going up watching Carolina baseball, some of the Raymond Levine, some of those guys, they were some of the best hitters on the team.
Absolutely, yeah.
And then they batted and they pitched. So maybe this will be inspire some kids to maybe do that. Say, hey, I want to bat.
I mean, the athletes are there now. You know, we have those top tier athletes in the MLB, so it makes more sense that players will start doing this type of thing.
Right. Absolutely. 843-721-9500. And if you're the Angels, you basically have a roster spot open. Yeah. You don't have to go out and get a designated hitter. Your designated hitter is one of your starting pitchers.
That is a very good
so
problem
you
to have.
So you can use that roster spot for somebody else.
Absolutely.
If you had Phil Mickelson winning the Open Championship.
Uh-oh. Don't tell me.
He's finished for the day 10 over par.
Seems like the course is getting to some guys.
Tied for last.
Oh, Phil. Hey, I'm glad he got his last one in, right?
He had his day here in Charleston. So,
yeah, he did.
So there you go. Not many people still out on the course. Jimmy Walker's out there on 17. Some guy named Nagano out on 16 now. So they are pretty much wrapping it up.
I heard Rory flipped his clubs up a few times. He didn't have a good round, right?
I'll have to go through the leaderboard here in just a little bit, but just a horrible day for Phil Mickelson. There is nobody on the course that's going to challenge the leaders.
No.
Right now.
Oosthuizen's at the top, right?
Yeah, he's at 6 under. Jimmy Walker is still on the course through 17. Yeah. He's at 1 under. So if he can get a hole in one, maybe on a par 5, maybe that puts him up there. But there's nobody. The leaders going in to tomorrow are pretty much set. And that would be Louis the Toaster at 6 under par, Jordan Spieth 5 under, Brian Harman 5 under, Big Root back at 4 under, Dylan Fatetti, Mackenzie Hughes, Stuart Sink, Benjamin Herbert, and Webb Simpson, all 2 shots back at 4 under par. And we'll break down this Open Championship with Scott Glaze coming up at 5:25. Right now, we got to take a break, and we'll be right back. And when we come back, we're going to tell you why the University of Texas could very well be the softest bunch of athletes in the history of softness and athletics. We'll do that when we come back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
Traffic brought to you by Gerald's Tires and Brakes. With 7 convenient locations to serve you, stop in today for your free brake inspection at Gerald's Tires and Brakes.
Good afternoon. Taking another look at our highways this afternoon, EMS and police continue to work an accident on Savannah Highway at Mutual Drive. Now we have reports of a disabled vehicle at Savannah Highway and Orleans Road. Another accident be reported on Ashley River Road at Wapu. And finally, they're working an accident on Palmetto Commerce at Ashley Phosphate. Looking at the SCDOT cameras, I am seeing heavy traffic on Savannah Highway between the Ashley River bridges and 526 in both directions. This traffic report is being brought to you by Conover Law. Conover Law firm wants to help. Car wreck, train wreck, and even wrongful deaths via auto accidents. Contact the Conover Law Firm. Call 843-829-HURT. That's 843-829-4878. And remember, don't get run over. Call Conover. That's the latest Tri-County traffic update. I'm Wolf.
This traffic brought to you by Curry Law.
The Curry Law Firm, the premier African-American law firm. Injury, criminal, family, probate. 767-5284. 767-5284. Call us now. Real lawyers, real results.
Low Country Weather.
Brought to you by Garfield Jewelers on Savannah Highway in West Ashley. Expect to be impressed.
Here's your afternoon forecast. Partly cloudy with a p.m. thunderstorm in the area, a high around 87. Mainly clear tonight with a low around 75. Partly sunny Friday as we launch another low country weekend, a high around 87. Looking ahead, partly sunny through the weekend with scattered thunderstorms returning next week. With your low country forecast, I'm John Dixon.
During these uncertain times, Garfield Jewelers cares about your safety, the special hours and the convenience of appointment shopping. Garfield's is here to celebrate life's biggest moments with our classic one-of-a-kind estate jewelry, our unique diamond engagement rings, and everything beautiful under the sun. Now more than ever, serving you safely is our pleasure at Garfield Jewelers, Savannah Highway, across from Nissan. Expect to be impressed.
The Real Estate Lowdown from Godown.
Hi, I'm local real estate investor Daniel Godown, co-owner of CRP Real Estate and Charleston Rental Properties. Today's residential real estate investor needs a turnkey investment solution to generate passive income. That's CRP Real Estate. We're a top-rated local team of licensed agents, home improvement contractors, and property managers, offering a streamlined service to get you the best return on your investment. Contact us today.
CRP Real Estate at 843-594-1031 and crprealestate.com.
It's not just the housing market that's hot. Starling Chevrolet is on fire too. With vehicle demand at an all-time high, now is the time to receive top dollar on your trade-in. Visit Starling Chevrolet in Mount Pleasant or online at southcarolinachevy.com.
Progressive presents an interview with your upstairs neighbor.
Hey, it's Rick from upstairs.
Yeah, I take it seriously. When I play R&B at 1 in the morning, that's me saying, hey, I'm here for you. And I enjoy repetitive bass lines.
I only use expired batteries in my smoke detectors.
Nice, right? Yeah, upstairs neighbors help people forget their troubles. Give them something else to focus on.
Ooh, want to see how high I can jump?
Progressive can't save you from your upstairs neighbor.
No, wait, let me try again.
But we can save you money when you bundle renters and auto insurance with us. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers. Bundle discount not available in all states or situations.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. But not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
You're listening to ESPN Fan Talk with host Bobby Harton.
Yeah, we picking on them guitars just right. Everybody singing Dixieland alike, like a barber on a wet line.
All right, everyone, welcome back to Fan Talk here on this Thursday afternoon. Hey, Trent.
Way down here. Yes, sir.
Blake left his cookies.
I know. We're going to wait a little bit.
I think you ought to hide them.
Yeah, we should. Let me put them down here in the desk.
Yeah,
hold on.
Yeah,
stand by.
Him. He'll flip out when he sees that. I'm really surprised that he left them because, I mean, he's guarded them for like the last 3 hours.
Yeah, I mean, if he closes that studio door over there, we might have some munching to do during the break.
843-721-9500 is the number to call. Big 12 Media Days wrapping up today. Kansas, not off to a good start. Apparently, they had an issue with their plane. So, new coach Lance Leipold and two of the Kansas players did not make it to Big 12 Media Days. So, poor Kansas. But one of the things that was discussed today, and Greg Burks, he is the officiating coordinator for the Big 12, and he was asked about possible penalties for players using the horns down gesture.
That is one of the coolest gestures anybody can do when you're facing Texas.
Texas has to hook them horns.
Absolutely, yeah.
And it's become a thing to do the horns down.
I think it's the coolest thing ever. I love the horns down.
Well, Mr. Officiating Coordinator Greg Burke said today that if you do a horns down to a Texas player, it's going to be a penalty.
So what are we going to do? When SEC team is facing Florida and they do a gator chomp at an opposing Florida player, that's a penalty too?
Yeah,
I mean, fun out of it.
First of all, you have to know this came from Texas.
Absolutely. They are so frustrated. You remember when Will Greer did it after they beat him in Austin?
I mean, Texas said something to the league for this to become a thing.
Of course they did.
My question was, too, how about – when Texas does something good and they flash to hook them horns to another player, is that a penalty?
Yeah, if they do this to another player, that should be a you should call that, right?
Right.
Yeah, that makes total sense.
I mean, that is the definition of softness.
Well, I thought Matthew McConaughey was running things over there. Can't he step in and say, we got to do the hook 'em horns and people can do the horns down?
Yeah, why not? I mean, wait, you're not flipping them to bird.
Yeah, you're not pulling an AJ Hawk.
I mean, you're not doing anything insulting him. I mean, it's part of a game.
Yeah, that's competition.
I mean, Texas plays Texas Tech. They play TCU. They play Oklahoma. They've got all these rivals.
Yeah, they do. They have a ton of rivals, and that sign is always happening.
What is the big deal?
I don't know. My dad loved to hear it, though. He's a Texas Tech grad. He loved it. He said those softies over there in Austin.
They really are.
Yeah. Oh, absolutely.
I mean, they ought to be embarrassed that this is even a thing.
And you're exactly right. It was definitely the University of Texas that went to the Big 12.
Absolutely.
And said, we need to stop doing this.
I think I've got the recording. You've got to stop that. We're tired of it. They're making fun of our hook'em horns. Please make them stop.
An exclusive from the Big 12 press conference right there.
Right straight from the Big 12 media days right there. I mean, come on.
Yeah, that's ridiculous. That's
embarrassing.
Taking the fun out of it.
Somebody said that that if everybody who plays Texas ought to write horns down on their glove and just wave at them after a play.
I was going to say, like, they should create gloves. If you put your hands out, it looks like the horns down.
I mean, it's nothing. I mean, it's not like flipping them off.
No, not at all.
It's not any type of obscene gesture. And everything. It's just, you know, come on.
Well, I do believe the hook 'em horns in
science. And you made a great point. Teams play Florida all the time, and when if they make a good play, use it on defense.
Yeah.
The defensive player will do the gator
they're
job.
They're chomping at the stadium when they're in the swamp. It's when you're in Ben Hill Griffin Stadium, you score a touchdown, you're always giving the chomp to the opponents. That's what it is.
I mean, if the Longhorns been castrated or what?
Yeah, I mean.
I mean, that to me, you do that to me, I'm going to get fired up and make you pay for it.
Absolutely. I feel the exact same way. Have you seen the gloves when the players do this and it kind of makes the school logo?
Yeah.
That's what it should be if you connect your gloves.
Down.
Yeah, horns down right there. That's awesome.
I mean, come on. That is soft. 843-721-9500 is the number to call. Tennessee and Syracuse, they're going to play in the Chick-fil-A kickoff game in Atlanta. And that'll be August 30th, 2025. So, and the reason is, you go, my first thought was, well, why is that an attractive game to anybody? Tennessee and Syracuse. That's not a game that's going to make people across the country cut on the TV, other than the fact that it'll be one of those early interconference matchups. But if you remember, over the last couple of years, the Alabamas, the Oklahomas, the Clemsons, they have put together home and home now. Mm-hmm. So basically, bowl games like the one in Arlington are matchups on neutral site matchups, they're running out of teams.
Yeah, they are. They are. They
because are. Their team, the new trend is to do home and homes and not get involved in these neutral site games.
Is that for the money? Like, we're doing these in advance?
I think it boosts your schedule for 2 years instead of one.
Yeah, okay.
And stuff like that. That's my best guess. Not that I won't watch Tennessee and Syracuse. I will.
Right.
Because it's going to be one of those early season matchups. But that's not a matchup where the country goes, wow.
We got to stop and watch this.
I mean, Georgia, Clemson, that's a matchup that goes, wow.
Yeah, everybody in America should watch that.
Tennessee,
game.
Syracuse, nah, not so much.
Sounds like a basketball match.
So, let's go to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Hey, two things. With Tennessee and Syracuse, there will be a lot of orange. So,
yes, there will.
You won't like that, but you know, I love it. The other thing, this, with the horns down, with Texas A&M, that just disgusts me. I lived in Oklahoma City for 6 years, early 2000s, and that's all Oklahoma Sooner fans, you know, did, and they still do. And it's just, everybody's got hurt Philly Oma now, and it's just really, it's really disturbing what the world's come to.
It really is. I mean, that's just the ultimate of softness, if you ask me.
I totally agree. I mean, that's I'd take to see what the future holds for, you know, for everybody else. That's all I had. Thank you, man.
Okay, I appreciate it. Thank you very much. Back to the phones. Hello, you're on Fan Talk.
Hey, how you doing?
Good.
I completely agree. Two ply Charmin soft of Texas, and it's only a problem because they're completely irrelevant on the national stage.
Right.
When they were good, mm-hmm. Who cares? I mean, maybe you're getting the horns down 2-3 times a game when the opponent's scoring, but now they're scoring 50 points on Texas, so it's all game long. But I, you know, how can you throw up the hook'em horns? And that's not taunting, but horns down is taunting. It doesn't make any sense.
No, it doesn't. It's pretty bad. It's pretty embarrassing for Texas right there. And I guarantee you, and I appreciate the call, I'll say it again. This whole conversation was started by the University of Texas.
Absolutely.
They went to the league complaining about it, and that's going to be a weak penalty right there.
Not a good look.
If and when it's called.
Absolutely. Yeah.
All right, we got to take a break, and we'll be right back. You're listening to Fan Talk here on WTMZ, 98.9 FM, 94.7 FM, and 910 AM.
What started as a small backyard millwork business over 80 years ago is now Charleston's go-to for custom millwork and building supplies. That's the Southern Lumber difference, and that's why they use Anderson Windows and Doors. Anderson products are the strongest, built to survive Charleston storms and keep out the summer heat. Experience the Southern difference at Southern Lumber today.
Southern Lumber and Millwork, your natural choice for quality.
The Outback Wilderness is a brand new kind of Subaru, built to take you further off the beaten path. It has 9.5 inches of ground clearance paired with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive, plus the climbing power of a 260 horsepower turbocharged Subaru Boxer engine. Discover adventure, elevated, the all-new 2022 Subaru Outback Wilderness. Information and inventory is online at cruisesubaru.com and at Cruise Subaru on Rivers, just past Northwoods Mall.
Right now, South Carolina residents can get free tuition for more than 70 programs at Trident Technical College. That's right, free. It's no gimmick and easy to qualify. Just apply to the college, choose an eligible major, complete the FAFSA, and register for a minimum of 6 credit hours. Free tuition programs are available in engineering, manufacturing, maintenance, and technical trades. Free tuition programs are also available in culinary, hospitality, health and human services, as well as information technology. Get the skills you need to be work ready. Whether you're just starting out or looking for a career change, this is the perfect opportunity to get a quality education without student debt. So what are you waiting for? Visit us online or in person to learn more about free tuition programs. We're here for you. Your success, your future, your college. Visit tridenttech.edu and enroll today.
Personality, it's reflected in your staff. But what about your office? Did you know your workplace furniture and technology affects the attitude of your staff and clients? Let the office people show you how a complete custom solution adds energy, inspiration, and effective communication to your office. They say, we do it all. Let them set up touchless collaboration in any space or add managed print services, interior design, project management, and more. Don't be a cubicle fugitive. Let the office people help your office today. Visit theofficepeople.com.
Connect Hearing is one of the few companies delivering health care in a way that best protects the well-being of their clients and staff. Connect Hearing's telehealth consultations allow you to receive care from the comfort of your home. What's even better is after your virtual consultation, you'll also be able to try the latest technology at home. Who doesn't love new technology? Well, the folks at Connect Hearing in Somerville are offering a new super high-tech Phonak Audio Paradise hearing aids, and for a limited time, you can receive up to $1,500 off these devices, all with the free 2-week trial available before commitment. When is the last time you had a hearing test? Living with hearing loss every day is a reality for many, including myself. Based off my personal experience, I can say you won't regret it, so don't put it off any longer. Hearing aid technology is constantly evolving, and you may be eligible for a free trial of the latest technology. If you like what you hear, you can also enjoy huge savings up to $1,500. So call Connect Hearing at 843-871-3235 to take advantage of these huge savings and tell them you heard about it here on Fan Talk.
Mow, dig, haul, lift.
The versatile Kubota BX Series subcompact tractor does it all. Switching attachments is simple, and a smooth hydrostatic transmission makes for easy operation. The Kubota BX Series, the number one selling subcompact tractor in the U.S. for over 10 years. Talk to your local Kubota dealer today to schedule a demo. Go to KubotaUSA.com for full disclaimer.
If you're on the hunt for a new Kubota, come see the helpful experts at Steen Enterprises. I'm Adam Steen. We appreciate your business.
WTMZ 98.9 FM, WTMZ 910 AM and 94.7 FM, W234 CD, Dorchester Terrace, Brentwood, Charleston.
Bringing to the microphone, the internationally known actor whose name has become synonymous with the unusual and fantastic.
Now, more Fan Talk with Bobby Hart.
I do have a decent backhand.
Get unlimited 2% cash back on purchases and be ready for your next passion with the new Wells Fargo Active Cash Visa Card. Terms apply. Wells Fargo Bank N.A. All rights reserved.